That's all I want.
Hello?
Hey, Hector, I'm so sorry. I just got off the phone.
No. I mean, you're working. It's understood.
So you got the statement?
Yeah, hold on. Let me give you a second. Hold on a second. So, yeah, we went to the bank, and then we told the lady what we needed, and then she was like, well, I can do that, but if you are ordering, like, 5 years worth, I can't. So she literally printed out April 2020,
yep.
October 2020, and yep. then the other months that you were asking about.
Yeah, now, May through
time,
July.
Yeah, at that time, because he did take his retirement, he did receive his retirement back then, he had about 40, 50 grand in the bank, but obviously that's not the case any longer.
So what year was that?
2020.
Okay, that's why.
Yeah, I looked at it. I briefly looked at it. So I'm sure they probably had a question about that, but that's what he got. He just got his retirement.
Yeah,
so.
That's going to be a flag to them. But if it's,
cool.
if he has no income currently, like if it's like no assets
no.
in his bank currently, then they'll be fine.
Not
like if it dwindled, they'll understand that.
Yeah,
that's
no,
what she was looking for.
The bank statements will all show that.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll show that. So what will happen is that I got him with me right now. We're out to get something to eat real quick.
Okay.
And so we're going to, when I get back, I will start taking pictures of that stuff. And then I'll try and like text you the pages and stuff like
that. Yeah, if you can, please, because you can either, you know what? Yeah, just take pictures and send them to me because I'll scan them into my computer and I save them to his file. I will also convert it to a PDF and send it to the county. So I'll send it straight to Stephanie.
Yeah, that way she has that shit. And then at this point, there's nothing else that's needed, correct?
And then, so actually, I missed one step, so it's easy. His first appointment expired with the state. However, everything else, doctor's form, his second appointment with the area on aging, good to go. They will dumb it down to a phone call with him. They don't have anyone come out. They just ask him, has anything changed with your income? He says no, and that's that. He just needs to update that. That's the only thing she said. So that's at that.
Okay.
Do you still have that number, the 877-550 for the broker?
No.
Right.
No, I don't.
I'm going to text that over.
Is that
worry.
Is that the broker that will give him a call with regard to what you were just saying?
No, so he needs to call them. I would initiate it and have him call them and schedule the phone call. It should be like 20 minutes.
Okay. So is that the lady that, because there's so many people he's told me that come to him. So is that the lady that recently did the,
I'm sorry. I know it's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
So it actually was the first person that came out. So he had two assessments. The first one was more of like a financial and filling out the paperwork. And then the second one was more of like a state level physical. And then they go over his ailments, what a day in his life is like, and all of that.
Right. And so we're calling the one for the ailment?
No. So we're going to call the one for the finances because they, again, all they ask him is, has anything changed? He says no. That is good for 30 days. That's why we have to renew it. Everything else is good for a year.
Okay. So do we have a name of who we call?
Yes. So you're going to call into not a specific person, but it is the broker or the independent enrollment broker. I'm texting you now.
Okay.
Phone call for
number and initiate them giving him a call.
Yeah, let them know that he needs an updated application. They'll know exactly what you're saying. I just texted that to you, too, to ask for an updated application for him.
For an updated application. So that's all he needs to do.
Updated application.
And, then,
and if you have the bank statements in your possession, you're done.
Okay. All right. I have those in my possession. I will make sure he gets his number and makes a call tomorrow morning.
You are beautiful.
Schedule his phone call for an updated application.
You got
and then
it.
They'll ask him if anything has changed. He tells them no.
Yep.
And that'll be okay. So it'll be about a 15-minute conversation. Okay.
Yeah, it shouldn't take longer than that.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for all your assistance. We really appreciate it.
You are more than welcome. Call me if you need me, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Of course. Bye-bye.